This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A judge has banned Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters from administering the November election. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The district court judge sided with Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, who sued to remove Peters as the county's designated election official. Peters allegedly participated in a security breach of the county's voting equipment that led to sensitive voting information being shared online by a prominent election conspiracy theorist. Peters' lawyer says she'll appeal. In the meantime, a former Secretary of State and a former county clerk, both Republicans, have been appointed to manage the upcoming election. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is one of the first states to include an annual mental health wellness exam in individual and small group health insurance plans. Dr. Carl Clark leads the Mental Health Center of Denver. He says before the pandemic, one out of five people was dealing with a mental health condition or a substance abuse disorder, and that number has gone up.
We never have put the resources into our behavioral health services to really meet the need. Of the people who need help, only two out of five are actually accessing help.
Dr. Clark says there's also a disconnect with policies that keep a patient's medical record private from their family. So if they refuse treatment, their loved ones are not in a position to intervene. The fatal shooting of a postal worker in Longmont was most likely an isolated incident of domestic violence. Longmont police arrested a 26-year-old suspect last night. They say she was the victim's ex-girlfriend. Police are continuing to investigate the shooting today. The U.S. Postal Service says it's offering support services to its Longmont employees. This is CPR and KRCC.